And the way I know it, Saturday the 25th, is I look at my wristwatch and it says Saturday 25 on it. And I have a nice Seiko wristwatch. And on it I also have the band, I have a calendar for January that tells me every day of the month. It tells me what day it is and tells me that the number of the day. So see, I know always where I am. I also know always, whatever day it is, that I miss my baby and I miss having her with me and I miss talking to her and letting the world slide off my shoulders. I hope that we don't have to stay apart too much of our lives. I think maybe I'm getting lazy, I don't know, but I'm starting out this trip with a negative attitude about the whole thing anyway, and so I think I'm probably going to be one unhappy boy before my 6 months is up. If I make a little noise while I'm talking to you tonight, honey, it's because I got a piece of butterscotch candy in my mouth. Well, I finally got a letter from old Lou Warman. He's down in Guam at the naval station doing something. He never tells me what he's doing, but he seems to be waiting for a call to come back to aid and take him out to Vietnam to work. He said if he gets this job with aid, and he expects it by the first of next month, he'll go be stationed in Saigon. So I guess it's some kind of a deal in the front office. I don't know. I don't know what else it's going to be. But whatever he's doing in Guam, he wouldn't tell me, but he's down there where you and I used to be. He's at the naval station. And I guess that's down where the old receiving station was. And had that crazy commanding officer. What was his name? He was sure a boozer. Say, that memory of old Guam is quite a thing. It seems like just thinking of that job I had down there as a personnel officer at the repair facility. Seems like it's a pretty tough thing to go through. I only wish that I had gone through it sober. I might have been a lot better off than I was. Well, the weather out here has turned balmy. I guess it hasn't rained for a couple of 3 days, about a week. It's starting to get real dusty. It gets to be about 85 and 90 in the daytime. And that isn't bad at all, except if you can't wear your heavy clothes around if you got heavy clothes. And I bought some Sears and Roebuck stuff, and it felt kind of hot today, so I guess I'll have to shift to my Levi's and my sports shirts. How's the weather been back there? Pretty chilly, I'll bet. Enough to keep you hustling when you go outside. But it won't be long before that old bud will start popping out on that willow tree next there. And the grass will start growing and you'll have to get out there and cut her. As I sit here talking to you, I can look out my window and off in the distance see the flares that they use to light up the terrain for Russell Beach. They keep it lit up all night long. The operation that's going on out there should be coming into its final 3 or 4 day final phases. I don't know what they're going to find when they finally close the cordon, but they've killed 110 VC so far. And by rights, they should come up with 1,000. But they got a big refugee camp right there, I told you, right across the river. I think I'll go out one of these days. Tomorrow being Sunday might be a good day. And shoot some pictures of it. Next time I go up in a chopper, I'll take some overhead scenes so you can see how 100 tents look holding 8,000 refugees. It's kind of late tonight. This is Saturday and I had to work this afternoon. I haven't been working too hard, but I suddenly come in. I got a lot of reports to make. And I have to write some job descriptions, and I have to go in tomorrow and write some more, so, yeah. I got interrupted there for just a minute. Let's see. I was talking about working this afternoon. I got to go in the morning again. And maybe I can catch up enough that I can get away for church, and maybe I can catch up enough that I can go out and take some pictures. Ed Dillery's going home tomorrow for his vacation, and he is sure looking forward to it. I hope that he has as pleasant a trip as I had, because he's sure been working hard on these refugees, this operation. He's been sort of in charge for the boss on everything. Next, he works with the deputy senior advisor, Colonel Swearingen, and he needs a good rest, and I hope he gets it. But he just stopped to ask me about something that happened last night in town. A flare or some kind of a shell, I think it was an American, fell in a house up here and killed about 5 in the family, and one of them happened to be one of our secretaries who works for Dave Jurassic at the school. And the report was that it killed she and 4 brothers and sisters. Ed was just telling me a while ago that he thought it was an American flare that fell on her. That's really sad. We haven't had any incidents in town for a month and a half, and that's the first one. And if it happens to be an American flare, we'll probably hear about it through the communist propaganda. Well, anyway, I got to get up in the morning and head in and cancel an airplane I ordered for the boss. Wanted to haul 30 people to Da Nang to a meeting, and So I laid a cargo plane on. Then when everything is set, why the guy, the Vietnamese come in tonight, said they didn't think they need it. So I got to cancel out the first thing in the morning. I got to get in there before the pilot takes off the ground so I can send a message to him. Let's see, what else has been exciting? And we got a 100 kW generator down here. I thought it was for me, and it turned out it happened to be for the vocational school. And we went, picked it up, and got it on the truck and everything else. Now we can't find anybody to take it off our hands. It don't belong to us. Some sergeant told me this morning we had a 10 kW generator in, and I said, well, we'll put it over here, and I don't know where it is now. Disappeared. I never did see it. So it looks like, and I went out looking for it tonight and couldn't find it. And or this evening I went out. So I don't know, a lot of this get the craziest damned information around here, and I'm supposed to have my hand in on it. The major who works for me and the boss of the section went on a conference down to Saigon last week, Tuesday. And I've been trying to take care of the whole situation. He's a kind of executive officer for operations.